My Wife is Going to Kill Me podcast.
The podcast where me and my friends talk about the number one thing that makes our wives want to kill us. Toy collecting.
Shut up!
With Travis Bowles.
I am looking at you two fat bastards right now, and I'm like, there's no way people in America are going hungry.
Well, my son told me today that he didn't like hot dogs. How could you not like wieners? You just keep the wieners coming. What any chance?
Pete McCarthy.
Comes with two sets of hands, because sometimes you need gloves, sometimes you don't. The AIDS epidemic in Africa, hunger in the United States, and not having spare hands.
I just want to destroy villages, and that's all I've ever wanted to do.
And your host, Steve Bisciotti.
Chicks love to show their body off. It's the only thing they got nowadays. But she was married to Roger Rabbit, so she had his last name. She obviously wasn't going to hyphenate because she's a real woman.
So what if my favorite toys just happen to be half-naked muscular men? Welcome, everybody, to episode 134 of the My Wife is Gonna Kill Me podcast. I'm your host, Steve Bisciotti, and it's a wonderful Sunday morning. We're all here. We're ready to podcast. It's gonna be great. But, as you all know, I don't do the show alone. So, with me today, as always, is Travis Bowles. How you doing, Trav?
Awesome.
And next in and across from me is Pete McCarthy. How are you today, Pete?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Steve.
All right, guys. We're back. Ready to go.
I've got I know we don't like to talk about religion on the show, but I have a question for you guys. I noticed today on the way home from Muskegon, there was a church had a big sign. It was a new sign, and it said, "All are welcome." And then it had the little, like, bicycle logo, like, you'd see, like, on the concrete painted, you know, for, like, a bicycle lane. Mm-hmm. And I thought to myself, were cyclists not welcome at church before? Is that a new thing?
We never let cyclists in my church. Okay. I'm Catholic, though.
Right. Wow.
So, you know, cyclists, we don't agree with their line of, you know, their thinking on things. You know, they're too worried about tire pressure, mileage. They need to really be thinking about the Lord instead of stamina and, you know, taking sugar things to keep their glycogen up. That's just not our gig. You know, we're all about sacrifice, guilt, and redemption.
All right.
So,
odds are it was probably just a piss poor hiring job for their graphic designer.
I can't touch that.
I was like, I don't know why. Like, I felt strange. Like, I felt bad for cyclists. So I thought maybe we were turning a corner here in 2019.
I always feel bad for cyclists. They always have that healthy but not healthy look. Kind of like marathon runners.
Right.
Where they're just, you know, they're thin and everything. Like, they probably look great in clothes, but they just got that, like, they're just, they've given all their energy to their bicycle.
You did a triathlon. Good for you. Here, eat this cheeseburger, please.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So. What's going on, guys?
Well, Pete had an eventful morning, I think.
I did. wife wasn't feeling well, and so ended up in the ER this morning. And I will say, Mercy's new ER, for the listeners not from around here, they just built a huge brand new hospital here, would be our local hospital. And it's ginormous, and I kept getting lost because I didn't know where I was going. And there's no phone signal in there. It's like a dungeon. And then their Wi-Fi is garbage. You can't do anything on their Wi-Fi. So I just watched TV, and I didn't have a phone. I couldn't communicate with my kids. Like, it was really a kind of a shit deal. But she's doing great. Well, she's not doing great, but she's fine. Nothing significant, just feeling like dog shit, unfortunately. So
sounds like you had a worse time than her.
I did. Every one of those doctors were straight out of Grey's Anatomy. I was like, do you have to be a 9, like, to apply here? Like, why do you have to be extremely smart and good looking? Fuck you, man. You know, and every single one of them. I couldn't believe it. So,
Well, thanks a lot, Amanda, for the podcast starting 2 hours later.
Yeah, geez.
Yeah, I got things to do. We got to wrap this up. That's the show. We'll see you next week.
Well, you got big
thanks, Patreon supporters.
Right? You got a big day today, right? Whole family's coming over.
Yeah, family's coming over. We're gonna watch some plastic crack. They want to see if I was lying this whole time that a guy came from Florida and filmed me. No one has believed me. And like yeah,
sure, Steven.
People really care about those toys.
Right. We're sure a guy came, but we're not thinking it was to shoot anything. So,
except for maybe on your back.
Oh, that's naughty.
Yeah. So, that's happening later today, and we'll have some fun. We're going to definitely have fun because, you know, it's my family. There'll be food.
I think that might be what we do tonight, too.
Yeah.
Fire up plastic crack.
Yeah.
Yep. I have the benefit of, Heidi hasn't seen it. So, like, obviously, you know, you've seen it, Courtney's seen it, and Amanda hasn't probably watched all of it yet.
No, and she hasn't watched any of it at all. And the other night, I was like, hey, you want to watch? I was going to just kind of read. So then, she asked about us being able to record later this evening, because they're going to see Frozen on Ice, the Disney Frozen on Ice, and the Van, I think it's the Van Andel.
Do they have to say on ice when it's frozen?
That's what I said.
Can't they just call it Frozen?
And I know what that means.
Yeah, you know what that means.
Yeah. Oh my God.
But what that also means is she told me, I'm sorry that I don't really want to, like, I know you really want to watch that plastic crack thing. And she's like, I'm not really into it. I'm like, not a big deal, honey. So then when I was like, hey, honey, by the way, we can't record later because Steve's entire family is coming over to enjoy plastic crack with him. And I just twisted a little bit. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And yesterday morning, it was so worth it. Or day before yesterday, Friday morning, so worth it because she felt really bad. And we all know what wives do when they feel really bad. They do those things that they don't always do. So, yeah. Worth it.
So, we can all relate with this. I think Courtney probably is the least like this. I mean, she takes a much more active role in Steve's collecting and that aspect of it. But, you know, Heidi even kind of struggles a little bit with, like, so... You know, Justice and Joe are on this, and she cannot, like, if I turn on, not Justice a little bit, but if I turn on Motu Joe's live videos, like, she, like, has to leave the room. Like, it makes her, she's like, I cannot stand listening to those. And we know it's an online personality.
Different strokes for different folks.
Yeah, and their fans enjoy that aspect of it, but she is like... I got to watch Justice be Justice for, you know, and I'm like, you know, actually, this video is not, my impression of Plastic Crack was, it really wasn't Justice being Justice. It was
There are parts of Justice being Justice, but yep. For the most part, no.
It's Justin, really.
Well, mm-hmm. I love the fact that they had to, that crew set up, that crew set up and they waited all afternoon for him to get home so they could catch him in the act of arriving home and greeting his family. And I mean, it's that the careful preparation that goes into that and the patience it takes to try to capture that type of a natural homecoming. I applauded the crew for that. It was amazing.
Totally.
I'm super excited about having my name on IMDb. Not that it matters to Travis, because if you guys listen to episode 133, it's all non-factual on there. There's no way that can be correct. It's fake news, you know? So, IMDb and Fox, you know?
It's like Wikipedia. I mean, can't you get on there and edit your IMDb page?
No. The only thing you can edit is, like, your birthplace and that kind of stuff.
Well, Courtney submitted a picture.
Did she?
To IMDb.
Of you?
Yeah, a headshot.
Yeah, and that's I wanted to.
It's extremely pleasing.
Thing.
Too late, I already put one in, though, you.
Oh, yeah, you did. Probably the one with my ass hanging out where I'm pissing behind that building.
I have that on standby for a rainy day. Actually, my favorite one of you bare-assed is, like, you're cooking breakfast. And I'm like,
that's right.
I'm like, what kind of moron cooks sausage that close to his sausage, you know?
Maybe he was cooking his sausage. Oh, yep.
Wanted to make sure it wasn't underdone for Courtney. So,
oh, boy. Well, Well, we're going to talk about plastic crack a little bit in its own thing, or are we going to
Let's do plastic crack right now. Let's talk a little bit about it.
All
right. Let's nail it right away.
Let's nail plastic crack right to the wall.
So, obviously, it's been out less than a week now, I think. But
this is Sunday as we record. I believe it dropped on Wednesday.
Yeah.
I think.
We've been getting a lot of comments, people talking about it. We, in our own support group, we had a thread about it and some really good comments in there. I am seeing pretty much all positive comments. I've seen a couple negative. And then when I say negative, it's really not even that bad. One person made a comment about it not having too much drama. Mm. The trials and tribulations of these people. And I want to see more toys.
The guy weathered a fucking hurricane to save his collection. Like, throw the guy a bone, you know?
Yeah, the hard part is, I think people, when they watch it, if you're watching it expecting the toys that made us, it's not that.
No, it's not. It's not that.
This is about the collector, not about the collection.
And it's, if you want that, watch the toys that made us.
Right.
You know, because the toys that made us is a wonderful example of that.
Right.
This really was more about us. You know, and not us in particular, of course, but
I've been talking, like chatting with Guillermo back and forth. I had so much fun working on this project with him, and everybody knows I was never supposed to be a part of it. I wasn't on the slate. I just, as an ancillary character to you guys, I was able to be included, which absolutely honored by that. But I liked working with him so much, I wanted to be involved in more of his projects. So I actually reached out to him because I talked with a Hispanic friend of mine just after we had the interview, and he actually is making me part of his heroin pipeline, so I can hopefully get into the gang documentary that Guillermo was doing as well, the street gang one. So I'm super pumped about that. I ordered and I found on Amazon it was Prime, so free shipping, 12-pack of blue bandanas. So I'm like, I'm ready to go. It's gonna be sweet. Unless you're a blood, then I got red bandanas. Please don't shoot me. You know, so
you're gonna wear both.
Oh yeah,
and just pull whichever one up. Yeah. You know, it's necessary. You know, I think it's fun watching this now. The comments coming in, ton of positive stuff. People really enjoying it, and it's funny. They're really enjoying. A lot of people are enjoying the thing I absolutely hated about the show. I hated the box at the grading company.
Oh yeah,
where they're trying to. Oh, what's in this box?
I'm not there yet.
Oh, okay, so you haven't got there yet. No. And it's a cool little piece, and it's fun. They keep going back to it, but I'm like have no patience for that whatsoever, and could have cared less. So I'm like, but people seem to be enjoying that aspect of it. They like the characters. I've seen a couple comments now where people have said that they like tuned out during the like Matchbox guy. The Cabbage Patch guy, but both those people that said that said, hey, it's not my thing. I'm sure other people are really enjoying that part.
And they also, if you're thinking of the same comment I'm thinking of, said something to the effect of, but he liked the other characters or people, that kept him there.
Yes.
Through it.
Yes. And they do a good job of flashing back and forth. I saw someone say something about a lack of a narrative. Like, really, what is the message of the show? And I think sometimes some people need things just...
spelled out?
Laid out for them.
I see when I watch it is basically Guillermo's trying to showcase that my He-Man diorama is the coolest of all the stuff he shows. That's what I see when I watch it. You know, he shows all these great collections. He sprinkles me in there just a little bit every now and then. And he's like, yeah, well, you just saw this guy's show a random piece that no one's ever seen before. Boom. Bishotti's freaking diorama. Take that. That's what I think it is. That's the narrative. I can't confirm it. Guillermo's never told me that because I think he wants me to figure it out for myself.
Yeah, but you know what? I think a lot of it comes back to everybody's searching for that. Everything we watch, there's some sort of a punchline, there's some sort of an ending, there's some sort of a, this isn't that, you know, and it's not preaching about anything, it's not delivering a message, it's just sharing, you know, a passion of people's, and I don't know. I don't necessarily. I think looking too hard for a message in it, I think you kind of miss what you miss the entertainment value of it. You know, don't overthink it. Just enjoy it for what it is. It's a cool cast of characters with a cool cast of collections, and enjoy it in the moment. And so, I don't know.
So, without speaking on the documentary itself, what's the elephant in the room? What is the one thing that keeps coming up that people keep talking about?
The price,
without a doubt, the cost.
Yep.
Yeah.
That it costs money.
And I want listeners,
which
to...
is weird because every single day, like, I get handed free stuff. Like, everywhere I go, like, oh, here, take this. Oh, here, take this. And so it's crazy to me that they wanted to charge money for it, because there's so much in this world that's free. So.
You're absolutely right. We did not know that. We didn't know anything. We knew that it was coming out. We didn't know on what platform it was going to come out. It could have been Netflix. It could have been iTunes. It could have been Hulu. It could have been anything. Yeah, it could have been anything.
Guillermo is a better man than I am,
because he didn't tell us the damn thing.
Because he was tight-lipped as hell.
Yeah.
You know, he did everything that he was supposed to do, and it was kind of like, man, I don't know. I don't know if I could do that.
Yep.
I mean, I think that would be a struggle.
So let's, you know, to be honest, I found out that we were going to have to pay for this the same day everybody else did.
Right.
True. You know. And how much, and yes, right. All of that. Yep.
I mean, I was like, boom, it's on Amazon. I went to Amazon. I'm like, all right, I'm going to watch this at work. I'm going to stream a little bit, show everybody I'm not lying. But you can't, because you got to pay for it. Right. Which didn't bother me in the least. I mean, sorry. I'm the kind of guy that I buy digital movies. I own digital stuff. I have bought digital documentaries before. I also like documentaries, not just ones, you know, not just Plastic Crack. This morning I just finished one. It's called Behind the Curve, I believe. It's on Netflix. You don't have to pay for it, people, so don't freak out. You can go watch this. Well, you do have to pay for it in your membership to Netflix. But it's about people that believe in today's modern society that do still believe that the Earth is flat. I hope we have a lot of those in the audience, in our listening audience, flat earthers, because this, I'm going to tell you guys something right now, and this is just for you flat earthers out there that may be listening to the My Wife is Going to Kill Me podcast. If you do not join Patreon and pledge $100 a month in 1 week's time, you are all going to instantaneously die.
And that's death. Nothing. You can't come back from that.
Right. Because they're gullible enough, they're going to believe that shit.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We're going to get rich quick.
This documentary is actually a lot of fun. Oh. Anyways, there's that one. You know, I have purchased a documentary before. There's one called The Red Pill. It talks about, it's basically a anti-feminism thing, which, you know, hey, it's anti-extreme feminism document piece, and it's pretty cool. Good show. Check it out. I paid for that before Plastic Crack ever came out. So this was no big deal. I'm like, hey, well, whatever, you know, $20 right. And almost four hours of toy collecting entertainment. I'm down.
Right.
I would say that if I didn't have a part in this thing, I probably still would have bought it, because I would have been curious to see what the hell's in there. I'd be like, I want to see that shit. But I can see where other people wouldn't buy it. That's their choice. The thing that gets me is the people out there, and I think you guys have seen them too, where actually seem like they feel like they're getting ripped off.
Yeah.
Like they took money out of their pocket somehow.
Right.
And I don't get that idea.
I think my favorite comment out of all of them, I think if this was closer to a $5 price point, then they would probably sell more. And my reply to that was...
Your reply is pretty good.
Yes. Everything in the history of the retail world that is more than $5 would sell more if it was closer to $5. Like, that is the stupidest thing. The internet has been filled with idiots that I've been lashing out at these last few days. I created my own YouTube account. I got, because I just usually typically am logged into the My Wife's Gonna Kill Me one, just to get on YouTube and make a shitty comment to that absolute asshat that made that comment on Justin's post, because I'm like, I don't care. Yes, I know it's internet, and I know it's blind stupidity, and I know it's all those things, but I'm like, I literally got on, made a YouTube under my own name just to tell that guy that I think he should start a shotgun. And I just it's been a rough week on the internet for us. And I see this and I'm going, there's nothing in this world that, with the exception of Heidi, who wants to create things and then not make any money for them. You know what I mean? And it's, I don't understand that concept of, well, I should just, like, why do you deserve to watch plastic crack for free? What did you do that makes you better than anybody else? Don't watch it. If you don't want to pay the money, then don't watch it. But just shut up about it. It's the same assholes that are on there. Well, that's a ridiculous price for that stormtrooper. Shut up. Keep scrolling, man. And that's the one thing that, the biggest thing I think that social media has done that is negative for all of us is we have given people, A, the power to always express their opinion, and B, we've given them some sort of platform in which they feel that that said opinion is actually important, and it's not. There are so many people out there that just talk all the time that I don't think need to procreate, and I don't think that they need to be involved in anything in this world. And we've given them this great platform for them to stand back and say, this is who I am and this is how I feel, and that matters. I'm here to tell you it doesn't matter. And it doesn't matter. Your opinion doesn't matter because you don't matter.
Well said.
Go away.
You were really looking at me when you said you don't matter, and it made me wonder if you were talking about what you were talking about, if you were really trying to tell me that no. I don't matter.
I think you matter. So there's a lot of, you know, women matter and Black Lives Matter and Blue Lives Matter. Idiots don't matter. I'm a staunch believer in there's two big things that I combat. Not everybody's opinion matters, and there are children that need to be left behind. This No Child Left Behind thing is going to drag us all down. There are some kids that need to be left behind. Oh, we have to cut our losses, and we have to move on. And so
I wanted to leave Claire behind when we came home from Jamaica because she lost her $200 some glasses there and left them in Jamaica.
Yeah. I mean,
Claire needed to be left behind.
Maybe they're floating around with your retro rag hoodie.
Travis, you got anything to say?
I understand the whole thought process behind the cost bothering people for plastic crack, but the reality of it is, that is life. And you know, if you don't want to pay it, then you don't have to, and you just don't watch it. It's not the end of the world. That's your choice. And, I'm looking forward to it. And I mean, we all know Guillermo's not getting rich off plastic crack.
No,
you know, I mean, no. You know that,
you know how much this is a year.
It's tough to get rich off real crack anymore.
It was a year coming. And yeah. We know from, cause we've been, you know, the three of us have talked back and forth. Guillermo's been working on this for that year.
Yeah.
And we daily, were, he is and, working on this.
And
thing.
We were the and the that year is a calculation from the time that we met him and he recorded us. We were near the end of that process. I mean, they were already pounding the pavement for months before they even got to us.
So not only is Guillermo working on this, his staff is also working. People need to
and
get paid.
And it sounds like there's a pretty decent sized crew behind this.
Yeah, there's a lot of people involved. There's paychecks to be written. There's, you know, I have no idea the cost that went into this thing, but I can't imagine it's anything small. And then, you know, I don't know how these inside things work, but it's not an Amazon exclusive. So Amazon, I'm assuming, didn't give him
a big bunch of money.
Here's $10 million for your project. Now it's ours and we'll have it exclusive on our thing. Amazon, you know, distributing it.
Yeah.
Right.
And there it goes. But the money needs to come back to somebody. People need to get paid. Investors. I don't know. You know, like you said, Guillermo doesn't talk to us about the insides of ends of this thing. We don't know the nuts and bolts. That's just common sense looking at it.
Right. Well, and if you got onto Amazon, and you know, Amazon's not a good example because Amazon, there's always movies to rent. There's always things to buy. There's always, that's part of what Amazon is. If he went to this plastic crack would have gone to Netflix, and then I logged into my Netflix and there's one show on there that I had to pay for,
there's one,
and it was
plastic
crack, then by all means I'm going to be upset. Yeah. Like, well, this is BS. Why? What is Netflix doing?
That's what Netflix is.
Right. Yeah. Amazon's a buyer's club. You spend $100 or $99 for a year to get free shipping, to get free two-day shipping on millions of products. Hey, by the way, an added bonus to you being part of this buyer's club means you get this ability to stream. And hey, by the way, we've thrown some free things out there. We've even done some new content, some original content for you to enjoy. But you can also rent movies from us. You can also, oh, by the way, if you want music, you can, for $3.99 a month, you can stream music, unlimited downloads on your phone. Amazon has never been an all-inclusive, free, I pay a fee and I get anything I want. They're two different business platforms between Netflix and Amazon. So you can't be the only thing that I can think of where some people is now streaming on Amazon Prime. I think that word Prime is what some people felt like it was included, because if you look at the icons on Amazon, it says included with Prime. That's how you know you can watch it. So with all the logos that say, you know, available on Amazon Prime, I think that might have thrown people off a little bit, thinking that it was going to be something included in Prime when it wasn't.
Well, because of the Toys That Made Us, you know, we see these commercials that started in last spring, was I think when the first one hit. You know, we've seen these commercials for plastic crack coming out, and people just assume nowadays, oh, when this comes out, I'm going to be able to watch it, and it's not going to, you know, and then, you know, you find out the day of, boom. I mean, Guillermo couldn't release the company that was going to distribute this because he wasn't able to.
Right.
So, I mean, you know, I think that there's a false, everybody just thinks that they're entitled to everything now.
Right.
And it's just right. Not, it can't be the case all the right. time.
If you are an average Amazon person, and what I mean by that is we get a minimum of probably 3 to 4 things a month, and we're probably ahead of a lot of customers, but we're a hell of a ways behind a lot of customers on Amazon. There are some people that literally buy all of their household goods through Amazon. For $20, all that means is that you have to order 4 products that you get free shipping because of yours, and it pays for itself. So when you really look at, like you say, the nuts and bolts of that side of it, yes, you're paying the $20 for it, but if you're going to order a bunch of things this year anyways that you were willing to pay shipping on that now you're not, it is kind of a lesser included offense in my opinion. But that's just my way of looking at things, which I've been told numerous times is wrong, and people have been right when they've said that. So,
getting past the whiners, it's been pretty wonderful.
Love you, G.
Yep. It's awesome. It's fun. I'm so glad I was a part of it.
Yeah, I mean, These people want to whine about $40. I just did my taxes, and I owe $3,000. So,
$20.
$20. Whoopie doo.
And that's only what the government knows about.
Right. Exactly. So. Exactly. Whoopie doo. All right. Whoopie doo. It's pretty exciting. We're gonna see what happens. Okay. We still feel like there's more of us in the future episodes, and it's gonna be fun seeing where that goes.
Oh, I'm so excited for season 2.
Yeah.
And season 3.
Yeah. Because you've watched it now twice already.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, at least. And you're going to watch it again tonight.
Yep. We're going to watch it today, this afternoon. And, you know, I'm a little more featured in season 2. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I kind of wish I had that episode to show my family, but I will.
I bet it's funny, we've had a few of our fans comment on, I've seen posts and a few of our fans have commented how, you know, it's pretty fun getting to see us, even in these little, you know, little spots. And I even had a guy reach out to me and say, man, you guys were the best part of the whole, and I get it, they're fans of ours, right. You know, and we had that little, I think it's just that little spot with Justin, right?
Well, it's 10 or 12 minutes. Okay. I mean, it's a decent
it's
chunk.
It's a long little chunk, you know? There.
Okay, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's pretty well developed, it's pretty... Oh. Pretty fleshed out. And man, I am so fat. God.
Wow.
I look fatter and...
You want to know where I looked really fat? On that Muskegon Tonight Live the other night.
Now you guys are super
fat. I mean, I look at the back, like the back of my head where my hat like cuts in, like there's fat like pouring out. I'm like, my head's fat. And like, how did I get to the point where my head's fat?
And then it's so much crazy angle because like when I'm at my house, I look so big And then when we're podcasting here, I'm less fat.
You are.
What are you laughing at?
This motherfucker.
Oh, farting again? Oh, geez. I hate it when this happens.
Okay, so real question. This is a real question. So we're episode 134. We've been in the podcast studio for 5 episodes, and you smell like a barnyard. Did you always do this? And I just never noticed. See, it? Is it the room, or are you just becoming an asshole?
I hate this because I can't smell. Oh, I have a very bad smell nose. And so what happens is I'll be talking, and all of a sudden Pete will just start busting up laughing like just happened. And I'm wondering what I said that was stupid.
Did I say something dumb?
Yeah, because...
Am I really that funny?
Yeah, and I'm like, no, I never...
That joke is as bad as Travis's asshole.
Oh, my God.
God, that's... And the thing is every single time it bitch slaps me right in the face, and I've never heard it. So I don't know how loose this guy is, but it's just like I don't even hear a or anything. It's all of a sudden it just smells.
And as you can probably hear, Pete's all stuffed up and everything. It's cutting through all of that. Man. I still don't smell it.
You're
welcome. I don't even know it's here. I think I might taste something a little funny, but.
And you know, I hope I never in my life get to a point where a good fart's not funny. Like that to me, it's like, okay, my life's over. If farts are no longer funny, it's time to go.
I assure you, Pete, that all of us in this room are immature enough that that will never happen.
Oh, I'm going to be in the nursing home, you know, nurses checking my blood pressure and what have you, and just as I let one go. So,
all right. That was a bit of toy drama, even though we didn't call it that.
Yeah.
Got any more?
I do. I the internet has been a fun place, of course. And I got a few comments in here that are going to hit home. But before I preface this, before we start with toy drama, and this should probably be right in our disclaimer for our show every time we do it. But we got 4 points that we want to make sure we get across. If our jokes offend you, we're sorry. 2, it won't happen again. 3, 1 and 2 of this were both lies, and 4, you're a pussy.
Okay, that's gonna be, we're gonna get that put on the wall. That needs to be a slogan in the podcast.
That's
studio.
Pretty good one.
That's pretty good. Yeah. Did you copy that from someone?
Yeah, I did. I don't know who originally wrote it, but I definitely copied that from someone. All right, there's a Captain Marvel toy that is out. It's problematic for women.
Oh, it is.
Yes.
Well, this is I can't wait to hear about this because I really like to help out when it comes to women.
So here is a picture of the toy. It is like what I would describe as probably like an 8-inch, 12-inch Barbie kind of thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Like in the Disney line of princesses.
Looking at
scale.
Rooted hair.
Rooted
right?
hair. Yeah. It's definitely a Barbie doll kind of figure. Are you seeing a problem yet? Anything with the picture that's making you?
You got to push her titties to get it to light up.
Oh my God.
So,
is that right?
Is that the problem? Because Captain Marvel has that star insignia across her chest.
And you push that to make her face light up.
While the toy, I want to make sure explain this. This is viralhair.com. Viralhair.com. While the Brie Larson toy itself is fine, it's the terrible placement of the doll's action button that flies into the faces of everything Captain Marvel stands for.
What the hell does Captain Marvel stand for?
The button in question is located on her chest.
I'm telling you right now, there's not a wife of that is married to one of the guys in here whose face don't light up like that when you touch their chest. So, I mean, it's not like you rubber vagina and it squirts. I mean, it could be more offensive.
In order for one to press the action button... One must push and squeeze on Captain Marvel's breast to get the lights and sound. Oh,
okay, God. First off, because of my licensure, I am a subject matter expert in anatomy. That's not a breast, okay? If you touch someone's sternum, that's not your breast. The breast is the fatty tissue to either side
We're
of it.
We're talking about the part you break
it.
When you do CPR.
Right, well, technically, yeah. It's cartilage, not bone, but yeah.
So, the site... And I don't know, maybe 3 or 4 people that had this opinion, they're very concerned about where this action feature is on this doll.
You know what they should be concerned more about? They should be concerned that nobody wants to touch their action feature. Because that's exactly what these people are. These are dried up old cooters that don't ever get any action, and they're pissed off because now this Barbie doll is getting some and they're not.
Where do you put the action feature? Where would be a better spot? Her stomach? Her arm? Her thigh? Her butt? Her head?
Steve, I don't know who you think you are. Why do you get to decide where her action feature is?
That's right.
It's up to that doll where her action feature is.
It's a doll. Yeah, it's...
So, the question must be asked. Who thought in this era... When women must deal with a big objectification on a daily basis, that it was appropriate to place the button on Captain Marvel's breasts, forcing the player to press them every time they want to play the sounds and lights. Are any boys playing with that doll?
There are some, but they're not interested in Captain Marvel's breasts. They're the same little boys that have toy vacuum cleaners and shit.
This is the shit that drives me just absolutely insane.
It's because there's one stupid person out there, and they happen to find four or five stupid friends, is what it comes back to.
I think there's more of them out there than you think.
Well, there was that particular article.
My God.
5%, my God. Probably.
Oh, yeah, women are more objectified now than they ever were. Maybe it's because they walk around showing their big fat bellies in every part of their body than
they used to. If you have big titties, I'm going to look at them. And that's not my fault. If you don't want me to look at your titties, don't show me your titties.
Exactly.
I'm a happily married man, but like I've said before, just because I'm full, it doesn't mean I can't look at the menu. All right?
I'm serious. Like, yeah, that's exactly what I'm talking about. There's like this right now that they can show whatever they want, and we're not supposed to look at it. You know, I can walk around in clothes I shouldn't be wearing or I should be wearing or either or. And, you know, it's just like it's oh, how dare you look at this? But why are you showing it off? Why are you advertising? And then you get this stuff, too. Oh, but women are more objectified. I bet you they were less objectified back when they wore dresses to the ground. Less objectified.
Yeah, those same women are like totally
upset.
Not
that I'm saying we need to go back at that, but it's just crazy. Anyways, go ahead.
No, you're fine. The same women that are totally upset. That all of the rules, like for Middle Eastern women or Muslim women, how they have to be covered and how they can't drive and all this other stuff, they fight for that, and then they get upset when they do show their butt. Like, we can't make you guys happy.
No.
And trust me, we rub on your action feature and it still doesn't make you happy. You don't know what you're looking for. How am I supposed to know what I'm looking for? You're like, it's fuck. I'm like Nick Cage in National Treasure here, trying to find the fucking right button. There's some hidden scroll on the back of some feminazi paper published in the 50s that I have to read with special ink to even find the G-spot.
All right.
We had two people asked to join our group. Tim Harris said Little Peter.
Yeah!
Yep. Salvador Lara. Salvador Lara. Lara? L-A-R-A.
Just Salvador.
Salvador.
Welcome.
Salvity.
Call him Sal.
Sal. Said Steve.
Oh, damn it. Yeah. I just tied with Steve, too. Is that Tim Harris, my friend Tim Harris?
It is your friend, Tim
okay.
Harris. Yep. Rudy Garza Jr.
Is that our Rudy Garza?
Our buddy Rudy.
Joining the support group?
Nope, he's got a little post that I thought I'd read to you guys.
Oh, okay.
After months of reading, I've come to a conclusion that I need to be honest with myself about. Fanboys are the worst people alive, possibly in all of history. I'd rather watch ISIS execution videos than see another comment, video, or article by fanboys. Every post on every genre or hobby page is comment after comment made by bitter dumbasses who couldn't see a point or nuance if it was at the bottom of a paper bag. Please either let it go or move on to something else if you really feel that movies, comics, literature, academics are leaving you behind. Or if challenging the status quo offends you so much. You fragile little children. It's getting old.
I don't know if I'm a fanboy.
I don't know how to define that.
Yeah, I would love to have a definition of a fanboy before.
I'm on it. I'm getting on the Google.
I don't know who he's talking. I mean, I think I understand. I recognize the people he's describing there, but I don't know. You know,
I think we all have a little bit of fanboy in us.
Oh yeah, we.
When
have
it comes to certain,
right?
Yeah, when it comes to certain topics.
I mean,
for sure.
Gotta be a He-Man fanboy, right?
Yes.
A male fan, especially one who is obsessive about comics, music, movies, or science fiction.
So we're all fanboys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
And I mean, Rudy is a fanboy to a certain extent as well.
Yes, yes.
But he's not the, he's talking about the fanboys that believe because they are a fan in something that automatically makes them a subject matter expert.
Yeah, they're all of a sudden the gatekeepers.
Right.
And, yeah, I understand that.
Yeah.
I understand that. I mean, I guess I can be part of that.
I think we all have a little bit of it in us, yes.
Like the new She-Ra cartoon. Well, for me.
Yeah.
Now, I put myself above the jerks, though, because I didn't go out saying everybody shouldn't watch it. And I didn't say, if you like it, you don't, you're not a fan or you're a jerk. Go, I said, go ahead and enjoy it. It's just not for me.
That's the right way to handle it.
Right. Rise of the TMNT. Fanboys were out in droves.
Yep.
And even fan non-boys. Can I say girls? Is girls okay to say anymore?
I don't know what's okay to say anymore.
I don't know.
I think we got to just say humans.
Fan of vaginas.
I think we all have a little bit of this. I mean, I could get this way with X-Men sometimes. And
you care about X-Men enough to actually have an opinion once in a while?
I mean, he's not Matt Rodriguez, but the problem with
probably
Rudy,
not. No, probably not.
I'm going to call Rudy out right here on the podcast. The biggest problem with Rudy is so highly educated in a lot of ways that it's even worse for him. I read something that a fanboy writes and I'm like, hey, that guy's a dummy, and I'm a dummy, and I'm like, that guy's dumb. He reads it and goes, oh my God. You know what I mean? Because he's that level.
He had another plane.
He's that level of academia, and it's
like,
you know,
Rudy's the kind of guy that's at the top of the mountain that we'd be climbing to try to ask questions to.
Oh yeah.
Hey,
oh yeah,
ultimate fanboy. Fanboy who has ascended.
And he puts that arm around you and talks in that kind of soothing voice. Come to me, Steven. Right. Let me explain to you.
And it's so loud in your ear, but
what
to
is
nobody
a
else it's very quiet.
I love Rudy.
So do I. But like I said, I mean, this guy's a PhD level critical thinker.
He's just, and he's just as big a nerd as we are.
Right,
you know?
Right.
I mean,
but you know, on the side of literature and on the side of all of the, you know, the aspect of what he's involved in, he is a much more critical thinker than any of us.
All right, let's move on.
Yesterday, Motu Joe posted, this is amazing. There are now a few options to get those exclusives. And where this is coming from is He-Man.org posted that they had a couple companies that were going to be offering the exclusives from
PowerCon.
So are they really that exclusive anymore?
Well, you got to pay.
You got to pay. And actually...
So wait, hold on. Wait, it's not free?
Oh, you're going to love this, Steven. And Peter. I'm sorry. You love this, Peter. So... obviously, you know, Motu Joe is helping spread the word. You know, he just didn't, but he posted this. So here comes some of the comments. A 3-pack for $209? How is that amazing? BBTS is charging an extra $50. That's robbery on something that's already overpriced. So you think about that, Pete. This guy thinks it's robbery that they're charging $50 more than what you'd have to pay if you bought it at PowerCon.
Well, if Big Bad Toy Store bought it at PowerCon, they would have paid the same price. So then if they turn around and they sell it for that price, they don't make any money. Then therefore, there's no more Big Bad Toy Store. That's called capitalism, folks.
I'll tell everybody how to do this if you want to get it the same price as they have it at PowerCon.
Message Steve like you're his best friend, even though you've never met him, and ask you to grab you one.
No.
Because you're more important than everybody else on the internet.
First off is call the hotel that's there and book yourself a room. Then get yourself a plane ticket, and then get your PowerCon tickets, and then go and buy the figures for $150 a piece. Put away some spending money and some money for food so you can survive for the whole thing. And I'm sure when it's all said and done, that will be way more cheaper than paying another $50 for them to just ship it to you.
Wait a minute. So let's recap. Your listeners, you're going to take advice on how to plan a cross-country trip from a guy who couldn't figure out how to pick up a pizza that was already called in and paid for.
All I'm telling you is I watched Courtney do all that stuff for me. That's all I'm telling you.
People are so stupid.
So Motu Joe comes back and says, hey, for those that want these type of items, there is an option. they listened to the fans and provided not one, but several.
Which is not new. All of the exclusives they've ever done have been available at Big Bad Toy Store. I bought...
But not for pre-order, though, were they? I think it was always they got some after, and if you're lucky...
No. I think they've been for pre-order, and then I think... Yeah. But you don't get them. You know, you will not get them when the people at PowerCon get them. It'll be after that.
Of course, yep.
So this is a pre-order through Big Bad Toy Store for the figures that are going to be coming at this PowerCon.
Yes.
So this is not the Evil Lynn and the Battle Cat inspired figure.
No.
Those are Mythic Legions. Yep. These are actual masters.
These are actually masters
of the universe figures that will be PowerCon exclusives.
Yeah, that was totally my fault. Sorry, I'm sorry, Eric.
So Mace, Bill came back and said, "Okay, options are great, but I have been noticing a trend in the prices of these items in the last couple years."
Oh wow!
And it's
what items like milk and gas and bread and everything else that inflates year over year. My dad used to pay 10 cents for a gallon of gas.
There is no... Okay.
Sorry, go ahead.
BBTS should not be upcharging an additional $50. Is all I'm saying.
All right. I'm going to get on that page right now and I'm going to start. I just...
That's what Bill Freitag has to
say. I can't do it. Bill, I'm coming for you. Motu Joe.
What in the world?
They just want people to give away stuff. We're the only dumbasses that give away shit for free. This podcast is free. And I pay to have it out
there. We're paying. By us, I mean you.
Yeah. I mean, the Patreon people are actually making that go away now. But for years, that's what we did.
Yeah.
Because we're dumb.
Stephen Dupuis. Dupuis. I like Dupuis. Posted to the greatest toy group on earth. GTG got some talk from us a while back. Reference Rick Kendall getting booted.
Oh, yeah.
Well, guess what?
He's back?
It's still turtle time.
He's not back.
I've received some not-so-happy camper messages from some sellers. Must be he's an admin. They're upset that they can't rape your wallets anymore. The reason for the no scalping rule is to ensure you all get current shelf products at retail cost and not be taken advantage of. I've heard some of our auctioneers may go to other groups to sell their Target, Walmart, and GameStop items, and they want to take you with them. And that's okay. It's a free country. But know that in GTG, you'll never be taken advantage of, and assure your collections come first and not your bank account.
I wonder if that's a good place where I could get the... GameStop turtles, and they can't upcharge for them, right?
Yes.
They have to sell them to me for $20. I'll bet you those are popping up a lot on there.
Oh, I'm sure there's a lot of them.
I'm sure it's pretty easy to get them there.
They have a picture of those turtles attached.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
Really? Are they for sale?
No.
Oh, because I wanted to buy them for $20.
Yes. No.
And what is it? Is it 19? Are they 1998 or something? Because I'm not paying the 2 cents.
I think they're. I thought they're 25.
Oh, are they 25?
I might be wrong though. I don't know.
Would have to. Okay. Oh, yep. Okay. Well. Just as long as they're not, you know, a penny or two over.
Joey Albert.
That's where I'm going to get mine.
Got to be honest. This is the best rule.
It is the best rule. You're not going to find anything there.
Jason Gibu. Good. F scalpers.
Yeah, F them.
Stephen Ward. I'm confused. So if you take these, throw them in an auction, and the guy's bid up what he wants to pay, is that considered scalping? Stephen Dupuis comes back. Yes, because they were placed in an auction to make more than their cost. This rule discourages sellers from clearing shelves in order to sell them in GTG at a hiked rate. Okay, so
what's GTG?
Greatest Toy Group, right?
Okay.
So in their opinion, that even if it's an auction, that people pick... I mean, you bid what you want to pay. Still scalping.
You're not the greatest anything, let alone toy group. I'm just, you know, and I apologize. I missed the first part of the conversation because I was responding to Bill Friday in German about his post. But, whatever. Fuck those guys. I don't think they ever even let me in. I tried. Maybe they just know who I am.
They just looked at your picture.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of scalping. Did you see what my...
I did see.
Rhaegor went for?
Let's talk about it.
I can't remember what it was. It was 125?
I thought it was like 125. Yeah, something like that.
Oh, I am in there.
You are in there.
I am in there.
Guess what else I sold?
Oh, you put something else up?
I didn't have to go through eBay.
Oh, somebody just saw your video talking about stuff you're going to sell?
Eric Munoz.
Ooh.
Wanted Golden Tooth. Is it Golden Tooth?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the dwarf. Yep.
This is a funny intro. I gotta talk about this for just a second.
I can't even imagine how this went.
No, not how where you think it's gonna go.
Oh, okay.
Stop. What did you get for Rhaegor?
I believe $125.
Okay. Well, because you said it, yeah, I got it, and then you moved on to the next topic.
No,
you
said it.
Said it.
No, you didn't. Hulkbuster. Sorry, I was checking to see if I got a greatest toy grabber.
So, like, some of you may have seen the video I did where I was talking about that I was going to scalp the shit out of them because I'm trying to recoup money.
Yeah, you're trying to pay for something.
And I said right in there, I don't want to sell these to my friends
because
I don't want to rip them off.
Yep.
I'm going to sell these on eBay where people I don't know will buy them and pay as much as I possibly can get out of them.
Yes.
So then I get a text from Munoz, what do you got for $100? I should have given this to you so you could do it in his voice. But how would he say that?
A speedy Gonzalez.
Come on.
I like how you said it. That actually sounds more like him.
What do you got for $100? And I'm like, hey, and I basically was like, dude, I don't want to, because I like Eric, and I don't want to rip,
he's a great guy.
I don't want to rip him off.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's kind of like,
but if
he knows what you paid for the stuff,
right? If he's wanting to spend $100 on that figure, you're not ripping him off. That's
true.
A choice
very
he made.
Yep.
I know, but it gets that weird thing where it's like, hey, I want $100 for this, and then you're expecting someone, especially, you know, like, let's say I was dealing with Justin or anybody, they come back and they say, well, I'll give you $75. And I'm like, no, I don't want to do that because I'm trying to get as much as I possibly can out of this.
Yep.
That's why I'm not offering it to friends.
Yes.
Well, he kept at me, and he's like, you know, how much do you need for it? Or how much? He actually didn't even bring up the dwarf at first, and then he kind of brought that up later, and he says, what do you want for the dwarf? And I said, I think I said 110. And he goes, really? And I said, dude, I told you. I'm not trying to cut deals here. And I said, I feel bad.
Yeah.
Because I know I paid $35 for this thing, and if it was a good friend of mine, I would give it to him.
There would be a friend price.
There would be $75 bucks or $60 or something, you know, like that. But I don't.
Jesus, how is double a friend price?
I hate to say it, but it is.
For those? I don't know.
I still can't believe you tried to bilk me for a $25 dreadnought last episode. Fuck it, you can keep it.
So Eric came back with me after we had this back and forth. He goes, dude, I want to help the podcast. I want to do this to help the podcast.
Yep.
So I sold to him.
Nice.
That's your answer. For Munoz helping the podcast is you selling him a figure to put money in your pocket. That's how. Why did you? Hey, instead of spending $100,
I helped him out by getting money from him.
Here's the deal: you can have 100 months of Patreon for $100. That's helping the podcast. 100 months. That's like 8 years.
He
man.
Said he wanted to get a cool figure, too.
So it wasn't about him helping us. It was about him getting a cool figure. Fuck you, Munoz. You're the exact reason we're trying to build a wall, Eric.
Oh, Jesus. My wife is going to kill me. Podcast does not condone all the comments of Pete McCarthy.
Yeah, well, that's exactly why I didn't post what I posted on YouTube, as my wife was going to kill me. No, obviously that comment is because of Eric's interaction with us. We know that Eric is on the level of offensive humor. So,
but anyway, so thank you, Eric. That was really cool of you to want to help us out and, you know, help me sell my overpriced shit. Hope you're enjoying the figure.
That's a great figure.
I love that. It's like my favorite dwarf, I think. Well, now Bromden might be my favorite dwarf.
It's so hard.
I don't know.
Bromden is one of the big beard, right?
Yeah,
the big
yeah.
The beard.
King.
That is just...
They're so good.
They're so good. We gotta talk about real quick. My wife is going to kill me clan tag. On Call of Duty, on Blackout and Black Ops, and so we took the W back to back W's the other day, right? Flying the clan tag, so David Bond is right. We have fan guy from Florida.
This just sounds so when you guys say clan tag. That just sounds like it's something we should.
It's supposed
be doing.
To. It's supposed to.
Okay.
So we don't let Vernetta play. Are you kidding me? So it's been so much fun. And it wasn't even our idea to do that. Like, somebody else did that.
Eric did it.
Yeah. Eric Bertram did it first.
Yeah.
And then David Bond joined in. And that's just cool, man.
It's
so
fun.
Guys, you guys need to help these guys. Because this
do you know how you guys can help the podcast? You can actually buy me something, and that helps the podcast.
Well, I'm not talking about the podcast. I'm talking about Travis specifically, and I suspect Pete too, because this has really been hard. I cannot even call Travis and have a conversation with him anytime outside of when he's working, because he is always playing that stupid game, and he tries to talk to me and the other guys that he's fighting with at the same time. And he's distracted, and he's irritated, and he talks to them. I think he's talking to me, and he talks to me. They think he's talking to him, and he just gets ticked. And you know how hard it is when you're talking to somebody and you're having a conversation, all of a sudden he's like, "Get out of there! Get out of there! Holy shit! Oh, I'm dead! I'm dead! Son of a bitch!"
Hey, Travis, like, Steve, how you doing? On me! Nate out! Nate out! Censor out all clear! Censor out all clear!
Here's I want to just talk about a few things that have happened in the last couple of days. It's hard. If you don't play these games, you're not going to be able to appreciate all these. But there's a couple things I want to talk about because I don't want to let them die. I want to just remember them. I want to make sure. I have this problem where
I'm actually waiting for the beach to come back so he quits playing and goes to the beach all the time.
Yeah, we're not. What he's going to do is he's just going to put a pile of sand on his basement floor and sit in it and play.
He's going to be the whitest Travis ever this winter. He won't come out of his basement this summer.
So, I have this problem when I start to get shot or killed or whatever. I always want to tell my teammates where the people are. And how I do this a lot of the time is yell, "Behind you."
Yeah.
To three other people.
Right. You have no idea exactly where they're at.
Exactly.
And we don't know who he's talking to because we're all looking different directions.
And I'm just yelling, "Behind you!"
Yeah. Damn it!
And then you get mad when all three of them turn around, but not the way you wanted them to turn around. So anyway,
the other way!
So stupid.
When you die in this game, you get to then go watch your friends. You like go into their body and you're watching. Okay, so like I'm inside Kyle Moore a lot.
Right, that's nothing new.
Yes. Which what I want you to understand, I'm dead. Okay, so when I start to tell these stories about Kyle, I'm dead. I already died. So that tells you something. Okay,
right.
Kyle's had a few things that have happened that I cannot let just go away. One was, you know, you ride around on these four-wheelers and try and run people over, and Kyle has been on the back. And I don't know if I've told this story on the podcast or not, but, you know, you ride on the back, and you're hunched over riding on the back of this four-wheeler with your partner, and all of a sudden I will just be dead. And I'm like, what happened? Did someone shoot me with a sniper rifle or something along those lines? And Kyle will then say, "Trav, I think I shot you in the back of the head." Multiple times.
Right.
Multiple times.
Yeah. Yeah.
The other day, we were in a boat, and we were trying to get out of the storm. And if you haven't played the game, regardless, we're like in a radiation storm. We're trying to get out of it. I'm driving the boat, but I need to give myself medicine. So I go, "Kyle, I need you to drive so I can give myself medicine." So I stop driving the boat, like a little Zodiac dinghy, you know, and start to bandage myself up. And Kyle moves to the back of the boat where you would take the controls. But apparently he forgot to press square to take the controls. And then I just watch as Kyle just runs straight off the front of the boat into the water. Because he pushed up to go up forward.
But,
but he wasn't driving.
Right. He just ran off the boat.
And by the way, so it's third person. As soon as you hit the drive something, it goes to third person. So, like, he should have realized that because he couldn't see himself in the boat. He was looking forward still.
So I watched him throw a grenade. Well, one, you know, he'd pull a pin on a grenade and just hold it too long and not throw it and blow himself up that way. I've watched him throw a grenade right into the door right in front of him because he meant to open the door and then throw the grenade, but forgot to open the door and threw the grenade first. But my favorite, besides killing me often, the last time we were playing, I was in a gunfight with another guy, and we downed each other at the same time. So we, whatever happened, we're, him and I are both on the ground, and you have the opportunity to come up and revive your teammate.
Right.
Well, while I'm crawling around, you can still see what's going on. You know, you're crawling and you're bleeding out. And,
right.
And I'm like, Kyle, behind you, come revive me. And then I'm sitting there watching as Kyle is over at the bad guy.
He's reviving the other guy?
He's trying. That's they don't awesome. Let you.
Okay.
He's over there trying to revive. And I'm like, Kyle, over here. I'm over here. I know. I am right here reviving you. That's the bad guy.
Wow.
Well, in the other day, playing when we were playing with Dave Bond, me and another guy are down. I down a guy, and then I get down by somebody else. Dave runs over, gun butts me to death, and then runs over to revive the bad guy. And he goes, "Oh shit, that was you, Pete." He kills me, and then goes to help the bad guy.
Oh my god. I don't know. I'm so glad I'm not a part of this.
Steve, please come play with us. It is so fun.
I don't have
so
the time. Fun. I'm too busy doing stuff, constructive stuff, like putting together my Mega Construct Wind Raider. And
I will tell you, it has hurt my toy collecting side of me. It definitely has. I got a lot of stuff that needs to be opened, set up, and I'm just like, meh, I'm going to play Call of Duty. So, anyway.
All right. I think we're ready to move on, right?
I think so, too.
Thanks, UPS guy!
All right. Thanks, UPS guy. I don't see a lot new sitting at this table. We just recorded a few days ago. Pete, Trav, do you have anything?
Nothing.
Pete, do you have anything?
Nope.
I got one thing.
One thing!
One thing that has come in so
and it
far.
It looks like it sucks ass.
It is. This is one of the coolest things ever.
No.
This was sent to me by Anthony Halseal, who... remembered me saying that I did not have a Thunder Punch He-Man in one of my videos.
Or is his sword?
I don't have his sword. He didn't send me. He doesn't have the sword. It's incomplete.
Did you tell Thunder, him you don't like in
Thunder?
Don't like
Thunder Punch He-Man.
Yeah, you know why it's right. So cool. This is cool.
All right. Well, you got a Fisto. You've got a Thunder Punch. You've got a. Is there a gaping anal? Is there a? How does this
wait,
work?
You open it. You can just, okay, you can show it here, right?
Is that, there like a?
There are caps in his back.
Do you have to load the caps? Well, yeah. Like, do they run out?
Yep. It's just like your little caps. Well, it's one of these. Cap gun.
Oh, okay. That, you didn't warn me that that was really loud.
It was awesome.
That was, that's...
That is a freaking 80s toy action figure that rocks.
Okay.
That is something they probably wouldn't sell.
So
today.
Is that metal? That backpack metal?
No,
pieces
it isn't.
Pieces in it are.
Pieces in it are, yeah. I'm afraid it's going to break one of these times. Today. You can see. It's so cool. Cap goes
can
on the
I
back.
See the cap, please?
Yeah. There's. Didn't that smell like bring you back to being a kid?
Yeah, I love that smell.
Like, Travis is like
I
taking a hit off it.
I absolutely love that smell.
Yeah.
Travis is like taking a. Yeah. Totally.
So good.
Keep. Oh, so good. Keep this surface and backpack clean. This is a. What year?
I'm going to guess 85.
Well, don't guess. What is
I,
it?
I don't You're... know. I can't. 86. Yeah. One of my favorite variations of He-Man. That.
It's in great shape for its age. I mean.
Yeah, I got to fix his. I got to tighten up his legs a little.
Yeah, but I mean, the chrome on his chest plate.
Yeah.
Like, that's amazing. That's, you know, with it being as old as it is, that really does look nice.
Yeah, I'm pretty pumped about this. I had this as a child and always just thought that that was one of the coolest action features. And now that I did it as an adult, I'm going to go out on a limb and say that is the coolest action feature right now. He-Man wins again. Sorry, guys. All right, moving on. I don't know what we got to move on to. We've got we reading stuff. You guys read anything? We talked about... Blast crack.
Can we talk MuskieCon real quick?
Yes, we can.
Okay. So, Steven did badge designs for me this year and literally pulled the idea out of my head. It was exactly what I wanted. I could not have been happier with them. So, those badge designs went to my graphic designer for the finishing touches, the logo, whatnot. So, this is what he has come up with using your design, and I wanted to show them to you.
Mm, cool. Ooh. Okay, so he's going to cover up half my art with his happening thing?
Well, it's he said it's darker in the image. He's going to lighten that up. But do you recognize what that is? That's the design element of the three diamonds across their chest.
Oh, you know what I mean? I'm seeing it now. Yes.
Yep. And he said it's at 30%. He goes, it looks darker in the image than it actually is, but he's going to make that a little bit more transparent.
Okay.
But see how they added? He did the Morphin M, and then with the lightning bolt for the logo.
Yep.
And bringing it all together, I'm super stoked with him, man. I think it's going to be really, really cool. So, I went to the Holiday Inn on Friday, and the entire area that we utilize is completely redone. New walls, new carpet, new lighting, new
really?
Everything.
Wow.
Completely refurbished. It is going to May 1st is going to go from a Holiday Inn to a Delta by Marriott. I was there on Friday and they were doing interviews for Miss Michigan. And I was landed on super thick to all the ladies in there, but
did you get anywhere
with
any of
them? It's going to be a good time. What?
Did you get anywhere with any of them?
Four or five of them, easy.
Really?
So, yeah.
Nice.
Yep. But yeah, I'm super excited. You know, where I said we're winding down. It's only a few weeks away at this point. Yeah. So March 23rd, 10 to 6, Holiday Inn Harbor, Muskegon for Muskegon 3.0. So I'm absolutely excited. And I'm really looking forward to this year again. So we are going to Friday evening, the night before MuskegonCon, local artist Jeremy DeWitt, who's also doing another exclusive print for this year. His band is playing just down the road at Pigeon Hill, so we're going to do an official like MuskegonCon pre-party that night. Have a couple of drinks, listen to some great music, you know, hang out with good friends.
That sounds like fun. I might have to stay up past 9 o'clock for that.
So, yeah. Travis is like, yeah, no way. 8:30 and I'm done. So
doesn't Travis usually get a room though?
Got it already.
So, yep. So it's going to be, like I said, I'm really looking forward to it. And the new convention center, I got all the dates for that. They're looking at fall of 2020. It will be open. So an additional 20,000 square foot. And then, so year four.
Sorry, what was the date that it was going to be open?
Fall of 2020. Hmm. So year four will be not be there yet. So we'll be 1 year shy. But what a cool way to have our fifth anniversary, MuskegonCon, the 5 year mark at the brand new convention center.
So you assuming that year four is going to still be in the same area?
I'm gonna have
to look for something different.
I'm assuming that year four we're going to have to jump across to the LC for 1 year. I think is how it's going to go down.
Because we'll that see. Room probably won't be, so, it'll be in shambles, maybe.
No, well, the room is done. The room is staying. They've already refurbished it. It's good to go. It's staying.
Oh, okay. So that
it's
is
staying
okay.
intact.
Yeah,
yep.
I guess that would
the convention
make sense.
Center will be an additional spot. So we'll see. Like I said, we'll see how it all goes down. One of my biggest fears for year four is where they are, where they're putting the new convention center. I'm not sure people have a place to park to utilize the Holiday Inn. So there's going to be some things to think about. So I already got frowny face over here when I mentioned the LC. He goes there, you know.
I just think we should wait and see how this year goes.
Well, right. But so.
I'm just thinking about you.
Super, buddy. Super optimistic. If you were thinking about me, you'd be like, yeah, it's going to be a hit.
You told us you wanted us to give you truth bombs.
I'm trying to keep you your feet on the ground.
Yeah, that's what that's what the terminology is.
I weigh 341. They're fine. Okay.
All right.
Captain Marvel this weekend.
Is it this weekend?
I'm excited.
We'll see.
I'm ready for MCU.
We'll see. I hope it's a good one.
It's gonna be good.
We'll see.
You really doubt? You have doubts?
I don't know.
I don't know how you could even have doubts.
This just doesn't look that fun to me.
Oh, I think it looks good.
What is this trailer with? We're going to find out some heroes are made and some heroes are born. What? Isn't she an alien? Like, what makes her any better than any of the other heroes?
She's American. She's a human.
Okay. But they
didn't make her. The Kree infused her with Kree blood. We'll see how
they
tell
the commercial where it starts out with her and then they add the O to hero to totally make sure that everybody knows that this is a female.
Yeah, I saw that.
I like that. That's really cool. I was like,
he doesn't mean her as in the character. He means the word her, H-E-R. It starts out with just H-E-R, then they add the O for what makes a hero.
And her makes a hero.
Well, of course.
Yeah, but why would that stuff bother you? Who cares?
It's agenda-filled.
Yeah, but they're just trying to appeal to women. They're trying to make money. I mean, who gives a fuck?
Steve?
Why would you care? It's a superhero thing about a woman.
It just seems stupid.
It's just make a good movie and put it out there. If we love it, we love it. Boom.
Exactly. So that's how you go in and watch it.
Right.
DC keeps making garbage, and they still have great opening weekends.
Aquaman was pretty good.
It was pretty good. Wasn't Wonder Woman?
No.
But it sure as hell wasn't Suicide Squad.
Did Wonder Woman even exist?
Either.
Because I thought this was... I didn't think they ever let females have movies till now.
Fanboy.
No, they didn't. They did a Supergirl movie in, 85 or something?
84.
84?
Yeah. That didn't exist either before Wonder Woman.
I don't know, man. They're always, what's the current? What's the... It's just the way it is. The way they talk. It's like the same thing. That guy just wore a dress to the Oscars, and everybody made a big deal about it. And I'm like, whatever, Trey and... whatever the other guy's name from South Park wore dresses to the...
Trey Parker and Matt Stone?
Yeah, they wore dresses
to Matt Parker and Trey Stone?
That sounds right.
Yeah.
But
Matt Stone's my brother-in-law.
But I can get irritated by that stuff.
Yeah, but why does it... I mean, it doesn't... I don't even notice it. It's like, who cares?
You don't notice anything.
Maybe that's why I enjoy it all.
Hmm.
I mean, it's...
Like Travis says, no brains, no headache. So... That's his motto.
I just point the stuff out that I just think it's weird.
Well, we're calling a little bit early. So,
yeah, that's good. I got to go.
Yeah, lots of stuff going on. Yeah, wrapping up episode 134 of the My Wife is Going to Kill Me podcast. Make sure you're fooling around with us, man, on the internet. My Wife is Going to Kill Me is our Facebook page. We have a My Wife is Going to Kill Me support group, which is a little bit more colorful. There is the My Wife is Going to Kill Me podcast victims page that you get by going to www.patreon.com/ My Wife is Going to Kill Me podcast and making a donation. It can be as small as $1 per month all the way up to $10. There's some cool swag. We are going to be starting to do some exclusive content for the Patreon subscribers only. So at Wife is Killing Me on Twitter, at Wife is Killing Me on Instagram, wifeiskillingme@gmail.com. And yeah, so plenty of ways to get a hold of us. And until next time, for your host, Stephen Bisciotti, co-host Travis Bowles, I am Pete McCarthy. Till next time, we'll see you again in the... God. Bye. Love you, G.